decent crowd here on hand, and the Rams getting ready to take the field.
Maybe we should text Matt Pinnell, our lieutenant governor, and suggest Experience Oklahoma, where you can have all four seasons in 20 minutes.
No kidding.
As our new tourism tagline, as he's, of course, in charge of all that. And, we're ready to get this thing underway this evening. As, of course, we mentioned, the Owosso Rams deferring to the second half. They'll move from right to left on the radio dial. The Broncos of Mustang will be led onto the field by their quarterback, Tristan Russell. He's a 5'10", 175-pound sophomore. We'll get you familiar with their receiving core as we move through the course of the first quarter. And, of course, they will send two people back deep to receive. Three people actually back deep to receive, one at the 5-yard line, one and two of them at the 11-yard line. And we are just about ready to get this one underway as Jake Adams will fill in for Hagan Hood tonight, and he will kick it away from right to left, having it teed up at the 40-yard line. That one's in the air, end over end, fielded at the 15-yard line, back the other way. Here come the Mustang Broncos to the 20, to the 25, and brought down at the 23-yard line for the Mustang Broncos is going to be Haddix Wesley, the cornerback.
Gage Laney came in and just laid a great shoulder tackle into the thighs of the returner and brought him down immediately. Got a pretty decent return off that kick return there. As Mustang will start first and 10 from their own 28.
So the offense will bring out Tristan Russell, their quarterback there. Moving from left to right, Russell with a one man beside him. That is going to be Dominic Dunn. Russell ready to take the snap, does so off the right hash mark on the keeper, rolls left. He'll get up to the 28-yard line, no further, so that'll be a no gain on the play there, and he meets the Owosso defense face-to-face on the first play of the ball game.
Well, and that was the linebacker, Imad Triplett, who had a great game last week. We talk about how the defense sets the tone.
Here come the Mustang Broncos. They'll get out to the 36-yard line on a pass from the quarterback, Russell, out to the right side. And they'll bring them down just near the 36. So that'll bring up third down and two from the 36-yard line. 11:15 left to play. Twins on each side, out of the gun. Russell back to throw. He throws right again. It's off the fingertips of his intended receiver, Jacoby Johnson, who plays in the Z position, the Z wide receiver position. So that'll bring up fourth down and two.
We talk about the activity of these linebackers, Imad Triplett and Brendan Dye. And now a fourth down for the Mustangs. So the Rams an opportunity here as Gage Laney will go back to receive the punt, hopefully get an opportunity for a return and give the Rams good starting field position on their first offensive series.
Gage Laney sets up shop at about the 31-yard line. Here's the quick kick from the quarterback. He kicks it away to the 45. It'll roll back to about the 39-yard line, and that is where the Broncos will mark it off. And Owosso will have it first and 10 as they move from right to left on the radio dial. 10:56 left to go in the first quarter. We have no score. Rams first and 10 from their own 39 here in Mustang tonight.
Good starting field position from the Rams' 40-yard line as the offense comes out onto the field. And it looks like Overstreet is going to be our running back here starting out this evening.
Austin Havens with trips to the left, ready to take it off the right hash mark. He throws it left side, connects with the open Cole Adams. Adams up to the 45. He'll get up to the 48-yard line, no further. And he's awfully close to a first down, but that'll bring up second and about two to go for the Owosso Rams on their first play of the ballgame.
Well, you got to wonder if these offenses aren't going to mirror one another. Bill Blankenship, the head coach at Owosso, and Lee Blankenship, the head coach for the Mustang Broncos.
Trips to the right, and now a handoff. Up the middle goes Overstreet. He'll get up to the 43, and that's another Duralast Roofing Specialist first down. Given some of the stories coming out of LaFleur County this week, the Blankenships are certainly some of the better ones. So
that's true.
10:18 left to go in the first quarter. Trips to the right this time. Man in motion to the left. That's Cole Adams. He'll take the handoff from Austin Havens, and they'll sack him to the backfield as they drag him back to the 44-yard line, and making that stop there for the Mustang Broncos is big number 52, and that, ladies and gentlemen, is a man who is not on their roster.
Corion Hayden. Oh, there he is. He's a 6 foot, 220-pound senior, and he was left unblocked, and he came right through from that defensive end on the right side and made the tackle. That's going to be a loss of about 5 for the Rams.
Second down and 15. Everybody close in as Austin Havens takes the snap here, drops back to throw, slings it up the left side of the field to Cole Adams. Adams at the 30, at the 25, breaks a tackle to the 10, 5, touchdown to Wasso. Into the end zone he goes. Give him 6, 9:27 left to go in this first quarter, and the Rams have struck first.
Beautiful route by Cole Adams as he ran from that hash down and out, and a great pass by Austin Havens. Adams makes the catch, dodges a defender, and then it's a foot race to the end zone, and most times than not, Cole Adams is going to win that race.
You wanted a fast start? You got it, baby. Here's Jake Adams getting ready to try the extra point. The hold from Gage Laney, the kick, it is up through the uprights, and it is good. 7-0, Owosso leading as this touchdown is brought to you by Owosso First Assembly of God. They remind you their services start at 10:30 on Sunday morning. Pastor Bruce McCarty and his congregation invite you to attend in person or online at owossofirst.com. We'll take a 30-second break and be back right after this. It's Owosso 7, Mustang nothing. This is Rams football on KYFM.
On game day, go for the win with Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers.
Going touchdown!
Stack your roster with delicious, hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers and cane sauce. Huddle up with crispy, crinkle-cut fries, coleslaw, and buttery Texas toast. And top it all off with freshly made tea and lemonade. Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. One love.
Six left to go in this first quarter. Grant Merrill, Steve Mowry along with you. Owosso leading at 7-0 if you're just joining us. And with another Jay and Company CPAs by the number stats update, how'd that scoring drive look, Steve?
Four plays covered 60 yards, and it was a 52-yard touchdown pass from Austin Havens to Cole Adams, who finished that drive off, covered 1 minute and 30 seconds. The Rams here with 9:26 to go in this first quarter lead 7-0. It's the fast start we were looking for as the Rams jump out in front.
Rams teeing it up at the 40-yard line, and now Jake Adams is going to kick it from right to left. Those same three in the backfield for the Mustang Broncos, but this wind that we keep talking about has now blown the football off of its tee, so they'll have to set it up again and get it ready for Jake Adams to kick it away. 9:26 left to play here. Owosso 7, Mustang nothing. As here comes the kick. It's end over end. Back toward the 10-yard line. Fielded and dropped. He'll take it to the 15 after he picks it up. That's Jacoby Johnson as he'll get almost dragged down at the 21-yard line. Flags flying in the backfield as they run him out of bounds at the 24, Steve.
I'm not sure what the flag was. They may call a face mask, but I did not see that. The kick returner was hit early on after he fumbled the football and was able to get out of the grasp of the Ram tackler and then run out of bounds. But this is going to go against Owosso, and it looks to be like a pretty good penalty. It's going to be a face mask, personal foul variety. So that's going to move the Mustang Broncos up to their own 40-yard line.
First and 10 for the black and white Mustang Broncos. They will again move from left to right on the radio dial. If you're just joining us, they'll send twins to the left. The quarterback for the Broncos is going to be Tristan Russell once again, dropping back to throw in trouble. He'll scramble left, slinging it up the left side of the field. There goes Gage Laney on an interception. He'll take it to the 35, down to the 30. Ran out of bounds at the 27-yard line. Ladies and gentlemen, the Ball Hawk is back in action.
Unbelievable. Overthrew the intended receiver, and it seems like wherever the ball goes, Gage Laney is right there, and he gets another pick on the season.
First and 10, Rams at the 32-yard line of the Broncos. Excellent field position after that interception for Gage Laney.
That's his 10th interception of the season and 18 over his career.
9:03 left to play, first quarter action, 7-0. Owosso, Rams knocking on the door once again. Overstreet, the running back, behind the quarterback, Austin Havens. He'll fake a handoff. Havens back to throw this time. Up the right side of the field. It's caught down near the three-yard line.
It's going to be just short. I think they're going to mark it closer to almost the goal line. It's just outside, Grant.
Looks like Trey Goins was on that catch there. He was almost into the promised land. And, yeah, you're right. They're marking it right there on the goal line. Austin Havens a little late coming out on the play here with instructions from the sideline.
Maybe just quarterback sneak.
Well, he's been good at that so far. Havens ready to take the snap, does so. Keeper into the end zone, touchdown to Owosso. 13-0 our score with 8:31 left to go in the first quarter as Havens sneaks across that goal line and puts six more on the board. This is a Mustang team that's been up and down all season. Of course, Union came in here and desecrated the Broncos, 66-10. But then they played other teams close, so we'll see which team shows up tonight as Jake Adams is set to try to kick this extra point here. Gage Lady will do the holding here. The hold, the kick, it is through the uprights and good. 14-0 our score. 8:31 left to play in the first quarter. This touchdown, an extra point, brought to you by Owosso First Assembly of God. Pastor Bruce McCarty and his congregation inviting you to attend their services in person or online at owassofirst.com this Sunday morning at 10:30. Stay with us. We're back in 30 seconds. This is Ram Football on KYFM.
You built your landscape business through hard work, one lawn at a time, and you need equipment that cements your reputation for dependability and quality. That's why Toro makes a range of commercial-grade zero-turn mowers built tough enough to help you handle job after job, day after day, from start to finish. Toro, count on it. Visit your local Toro retailer for top-quality Toro equipment today.
Standard Supply Lawn and Garden, 6602 North Owosso Expressway in Owosso. Visit us at standardlawnandgarden.com and like us on Facebook.
14-0 our score. 8:31 left to go in the first quarter. Grant Merrill, Steve Mowry, Kelly Ward, Rob Williams along with you tonight here on 100.1 KYFM. Jake Adams teeing it up at the 40-yard line, ready to kick it away. And after he does that, we'll give you the numbers on that last scoring drive. It's quick and easy after that Gage Laney interception. The ball hawk taking it back to the 40. And now we'll see what Jake Adams can do right here. Pretty good crowd on hand from Owosso, by the way, for our longest road trip of the year. Here's the kick. It is end over end. It is going to be fielded by Jacoby Johnson at the 2-yard line. He'll take it out to the 10, out to the 15, evading a tackler at the 20, brought down at the 25 by a host of Owosso Rams, Steve. And with that, Matt Jay and company CPAs by the numbers stats update, what that scoring drive look like?
Just took two plays, covered 32 yards. 31 of that was a pass from Austin Havens to Trey Goins, and then Havens finishes it off with a 1-yard touchdown plunge, and that gives the Rams a 14-0 lead, and we're not even halfway through the first quarter.
First and 10 from the 25-yard line. Under center, the quarterback, Tristan Russell. He's got his backs on each side of him. He'll hand off to the one on his left, and he'll punch his way up to the 27-yard line. Gain of about 2 yards on the play to bring up second down and 8.
Yeah, tough sledding right now between the tackles for Mustang.
Out of the shotgun, twins to the right, one receiver to the left. Russell handing it off, first man through again. Brought down near the 27-yard line. No gain there on, well, a little bit of gain, a yard's gain on third down here with third and 7 as our field position.
Brendan Dye able to burst through the gap. Couldn't finish the play, but slowed it down enough where Imad Triplett was able to make the tackle. And now a long third down for Mustang, an obvious passing situation.
Devin Martin, the ball carrier on that last play. Tristan Russell getting a second look at Lee Blankenship on the sidelines here as he looks to his left to get that next play. 7:23.
Graham showing
here.
Blitz from the left.
Back to
Brendan
pass.
Dye can't get in there.
Russell on the keeper trying to move forward, and he's tackled by about three different Owosso Rams behind the line of scrimmage. That'll bring a fourth down and 11, Steve.
Brendan Dye came in from the left, and it wasn't a design scramble as Tyler Rich was able to finish off the quarterback, and it's another quick three and out for this Mustang offense. Ram defense playing lights out here in the first quarter.
Fourth down and 11 from the 24-yard line as the Mustang Broncos get ready to punt it away right here. Gage Lady setting up shop at about the 41.
Ball's on the ground. They tried to fake it.
They tried to fake it. It went awry.
Wow.
And now Owosso will have it back on the 17-yard line.
I'm not sure what the play set up was that time. They were in punt formation. I don't know if the center snapped the football into the man in motion, or if he hit the up back, or if it was a design. Anyway, the ball ended up on the ground. The Rams are going to get a first and 10 at the Mustang, 17-yard line.
17-yard line.
And they already lead 14-0.
Well, if that was a design, it was not a good one. Here is a direct snap to Trey Goins. He hands off to Overstreet. Overstreet at the 19-yard line.
I think Trey probably should have kept that one because he had a lot of room on the right side.
Well, Trey is the bulldozer when he wants to be. And like you said, it could have been different there. It looks like he's going to stay in the ball game. Now Austin Havens coming out, and Trey Goins moving to another position here. Trey Goins and Cole Adams both coming out from the sideline. As Dre Austin comes back off, Ronnie Thomas in the ballgame as well. Clock rolling with 6 minutes left to play here, 14-0 Owosso if you're just joining us. Out of the shotgun, twins to the left, one man to the right. Taking the snap here is Austin Havens.
Havens on the keeper on
the
left
to the 10, down to the 8-yard line as he rolled on the end around on the keeper, and he got down to that 9-yard line. That's close to another Duralast Roofing Specialist first down, but it'll be about a yard shy, third and one.
Great play fake that time by the Ram quarterback, Austin Havens, and then as the defense followed the running back, Havens had a lot of running room here on the near side. So the Rams now with about a third and two.
Austin Havens, Cole Adams split to the right, empty field to the left. Havens with a handoff. Overstreet up the middle, trying to get down to the 9-yard line. He got there, but it wasn't before he was just steamrolled by a Mustang Bronco.
Let's see. It's fourth down.
Yeah.
Coach Blankenship is leaving his offense on the field.
Well, you're up 14-0. What do you have to lose
here?
Well,
your defense is playing great. And worst-case scenario, if you don't convert, you're going to have Mustang pinned deep in their own territory, and their offense has just been anemic so far here in this first quarter.
Havens with Emery Neely next to him at running back. Man in motion to the right is Austin. Snap as Havens drops back to throw. He'll sling it left side toward Neely. It's off his fingertips, and then the pass falls incomplete. Mustang will take over on a three and out. Trevor Price, the defender for the Broncos, and like you said, you pin them deep in their own territory, Steve, and it's first and 10 from their own 11-yard line for these Mustang Broncos, maybe even the 10. Yeah, they're going to say the 10.
Our listeners who are unable to have any opportunity to view tonight, Coach Blankenship is really in the ear of an official down here on the sideline, and it really looked like the receiver was had his shoulder pulled back. It was a nice throw by Austin Havens, but we'll put it back in the hands of this Ram defense who have played exceptional in the first quarter.
Tristan Russell handing it off to Jacoby Johnson. Johnson around the left corner brings it out to the 11-yard line. A gain of one on the play to bring up second down and 9 for the Mustang Broncos.
Yeah, you can just see the team speed between the Owosso defense and the Mustang offense that sideline to sideline is probably going to benefit the Owosso Rams.
We've got 4:11 left to go in this first quarter. The Broncos switching things up here. Tristan Russell getting ready to take the snap here with Johnson to his left. He'll drop back to throw, slinging it left side. He connects with an open receiver out at the 11-yard line. Still no gain there, and that'll bring up third down and 9. Maybe even a loss of a yard.
Yeah, Brendan Dye was right there in the face of the receiver. They like to throw that out in the flat and try to use that where the receiver backs up a couple of steps, receives the football, and the other two receivers try to block for him. But Brendan Dye just blew all that up and made the tackle for no gain.
Russell on third and nine, dropping back to throw again, keeps it instead, runs into trouble. My goodness, he got dogpiled by the Owosso Ram defense at the three-yard line. Huge loss, and now we're in that situation we saw ourselves in early third quarter in Southmore last week, Steve, where we could easily push them back for a safety if everything fell into place.
Yeah, I think they're going to just come out and punt the football. It's going to be fourth down, but Michael Jamerson just got tremendous push up the middle, and as the quarterback tried to escape the pocket, Jamerson was able to make the tackle, and Mustangs going to punt from their own end zone.
Kicker deep into the end zone, like back to the line, gets ready to kick it. It's kicked up and
short. The wind just knocked that down.
28-yard line, and that's a Mustang 28-yard line, by the way. So great field position once again for the Owosso Rams as they take over on downs after the kick. It'll be first and 10 at the Bronco 30-yard line. 2:36 left to go in the first quarter. If you're just joining us, it's 14-0, the Rams leading.
And so far through the first quarter, I don't believe Mustang has taken an offensive snap beyond their own 40-yard line.
Austin Havens will set up shop here in the shotgun with Derek Overstreet there next to him.
Might take a shot to the end zone.
Man in motion to the right, dropping back to throw. He'll throw left instead to Keelan Carney. Carney's open at the 15, down to the 10, down to the 5. Touchdown, baby! Into the promised land he goes, and Owosso's on the board again, leading 20-0. 2:24 left to go in the first quarter. Oh, my. They punted away. They punted into the wind. Owosso gets it at the 30, and they make it look so easy as Jake Adams will try to line up for the extra point. Holy smokes. You wanted a fast start.
That's
you got it tonight, Steve.
Absolutely.
Extra point attempt coming. As referee talking something over with Gage Lady out here. And he's doing some housekeeping or something. I know it looks like he's writing something down here. 2:24 left to play here. Owosso up 20-0, looking for that third extra point of the ball game. Now they'll wind things into motion. The snap, the hold, the kick, it is up through the uprights, and it is good. It's a 21-0 ball game, 2:24 left to go in this first quarter here in Mustang. We will take a 30-second timeout. This touchdown and extra point brought to you by Owosso First Assembly of God, where Pastor Bruce McCarty and his congregation invite you to their Sunday morning service in person or online at 10:30. Watch live at owossofirst.com. Back in 30 seconds, you've got the Rams on KYFM.
This is Bruce McCarty, pastor of Owosso First Assembly, and I want to invite you to join us for our weekend celebration this Sunday at 10:30. Every service includes life-giving worship, a powerful message, and fun age-appropriate ministry for children from 6 weeks through fifth grade. We also have small groups that meet throughout the week designed to help you connect with others and grow in your faith. For more information, check out our website at owossofirst.com, and go Rams!
We welcome you back to Mustang, Oklahoma. Grant Merrill, Steve Mowry along with you tonight here on 100.1 KYFM. Rob Williams crunching the numbers. Kelly Ward down on the sideline this evening. The Owosso Rams getting set to kick it from right to left as Jake Adams will tee it up at the 40-yard line on a windy, cold night here in Canadian County. Adams with the kick. He boots it away. It's end over end and back toward the 5-yard line. Picked up there by Jacoby Johnson. He'll get out to the 20, out to the 25, out to the 30. Still going at the 35. Ran out of bounds at the 38-yard line. And that is where the Mustang Broncos will have it first and 10 with 2:13 left to go in the first quarter. And with the Jay and Company CPAs by the number scoring drive, here's Steve.
Really, Grant, these aren't very long. It's a one-play 30-yard drive. It's a 30-yard touchdown pass from Austin Havens to Keelan Carney, and That puts the Rams on the board once again as they extend their lead to 21-0 here in this first quarter.
Don't have to be a mathematician to figure up those numbers, but luckily we've got one with us.
I can be a stat guy for that.
By the way, congratulations to Robin Williams celebrating 34 years at NORDAM today on the same job.
Wow.
If y'all are listening out at NORDAM, give this man a raise. Here's the snap. It's in directly.
Brendan Dye just doesn't allow you to get any ground. I believe that's going to be about a two-yard loss.
Dominique Dunn was the man that Brendan Dye hit straight in the face and said, how do you do?
Dye is tearing up this offensive. It's almost like he's in the Mustang huddle and knows exactly where the handoff is going to go because he has met three runners for loss so far here in this first quarter.
143 left to play. First quarter action, 21-0. Owosso with the early lead. Tristan Russell, the quarterback for the Broncos, on second and 10.
Fumble.
Drops the football. Fumble on the play. He pounces on top of it. Everybody trying to get it. I think he got it, but it'll bring up third down and about 15 for Mustang.
Not exactly sure what they were trying to do that time, but they brought in someone new at the quarterback spot. That was Dominique Dunn taking the direct snap, and he just lost the handle. Mustang just self-imploding on offense right now as this Ram defense is just wreaking havoc.
Well, we're sorry that those of you listening can't see the fact that the Owosso defense is just on their targets tonight. Quarterback will go up the middle, getting up to about the 30 on the keeper, no further, and that's a loss of another yard, Steve. So Dominic Dunn came in for two snaps, and then Tristan Russell came back and took his starting position. Now Coach Lee Blankenship wants to talk things over with his Broncos. 44 seconds left to go in the first quarter. Our score, 21-0. We'll take a one-minute break. Be back right after this. You've got the Rams on KYFM.
Hey, everybody. It's Ray Adcock with Christian Brothers Automotive in Owosso, and I just want to share a simple challenge with you today, and that challenge is just to smile. Sometimes we get so wrapped up in what we're doing and what we're thinking about, we don't remember to smile. I know that when I remember to smile at people, oftentimes they smile back. And that's because smiling has the power to improve somebody's mood in that moment. So I just want to remind you today, join with me and let's remember to smile more.
2020 has been a year of uncertainty, but one thing that is for certain is that First Baptist Church is here for the people of Owosso. Pastor Chris Wall and his congregation know that in-person attendance hasn't been possible for many of you, so they welcome you to visit them online each Sunday. You can watch their services live on the InsideOwosso.com Facebook channel or online at fbcowosso.org. First Baptist Church, they welcome you to worship this Sunday, and they're a proud supporter of the Owosso Rams.
Punted away, they will boot it out to about the 46-yard line for the Owosso Rams, who move right to left on the radio dial with 33 seconds left to go in the first quarter. Rams leading it 21-0. If you're just joining us, Grant Merrill and Steve Mowry along with you on 100.1 KYFM. Kelly Ward roaming those sidelines tonight, and Rob Williams crunching all the numbers and making us sound all that much better tonight here on the broadcast.
Hey, Grant, we got a moment here as the Ram offense, before they get ready to come out on the field, want to say congratulations to the Owosso Lady Rams softball team and Coach Shane Eicher on a fantastic season. Tough game there at the end as they fell to Southmore 3-2 in eight innings, but went much farther than anyone believed that this team could this season.
Empty backfield behind the quarterback, Havens. He'll drop to pass, throwing it up the field for Cole Adams. Adams almost got it, but the pass was batted down by a Mustang defender. And on that football was Wesley Haddix.
He just was able to get up and tap it out because it really looked like Cole Adams was just going to camp under the football and get a touchdown there for the Rams.
Well, I tell you, those Lady Rams gave us an exciting finish to the season.
Oh, absolutely. And a tough ending there.
It was an awfully tough ending.
We'll talk about that more as we get ready for the second quarter as Mustang jumps off sides. What I was going to say was they lost their opening game in the regional and then was able to fight back through that bracket and also the state tournament, reeling together six games. And Lily Shaw, our big, great pitcher and big bat, got hit with a pitch in the second inning, and that really changed the dynamics for the Lady Rams.
Out of the gun, Austin Havens ready to take the snap. It's almost like he was trying to draw him off sides again. Second down and five for the Rams with 24 seconds left to play here. Havens taking it here, dropping back to throw, looking. He'll sling it up the field, aiming for Dere Austin. Austin's off his fingertips.
Tell you what, that's another good defensive play there by the cornerback, Wesley Haddix, again. And let's see if the Rams don't try to hurry and maybe run that stretch play one more time before the end of this quarter. 13 seconds.
Haddix has returned punts tonight. He's returned kickoffs. He's returned defensive plays. I mean, he could do everything. Not the Swiss Army knife that won Hagen Hood has been this season. But.
And with Coach Blankenship, you just got to wonder, is he going to do it again?
Trips to the left this time. Havens ready to take the snap from between the hash marks, dropping back to throw, sacked in the backfield. My goodness, they'll bring him down back at the 44-yard line. That did not turn out as planned as the clock stops with 4 seconds left to go in the first quarter.
David Vera, the defensive tackle, 280-pound junior, able to get through the line, and the Rams now are probably going to have to go ahead and they're going to take a timeout because I think the wind is coming from right to left, as are the Rams.
Well,
Coach Blankenship is going to want to punt with this wind.
We'll keep it right here as we've only got 4 seconds left to go in this quarter. Good luck tomorrow to the Owosso cross country team. They will be over at Sand Springs to definitely try to extend their postseason play. And then state championship, I believe, is at Edmund Deer Creek next week. Rick Heaton's got a story on InsideOwosso.com with all the information on cross country. But it's a busy time right now.
Yeah.
And, you know, before we blink our eyes, Brian Montanotti and Toby Nightingale are going to be getting their basketball seasons kicked off, Steve.
Got the cornhole tournament going tomorrow
for
basketball fundraiser. So, be sure and
are
come out there. I am
right.
Going to be there. Yeah. Now they had a restriction to wear orange. That is not going to happen.
I'll
be wearing crimson as I toss the bags.
What
and
kind
win
of communist regime would make you wear orange to a cornhole tournament?
I don't know. I mean, maybe it's just a Halloween costume they win. I'm not sure. Or if we're going to go out and pick up trash along the roadside when we're done. But anyway.
Oh, well, if Brian Montanotti's listening, you know. We
I don't know. It's deer season. I don't know if he listens to us about this time of year.
He may be over in Madison County, Arkansas again. Down 14 to go from the 46-yard line as the Rams will kick it from right to left here. And now it's a fake. He'll roll out to the left. That is going to be Cole Adams.
Oh, he just couldn't quite outrun the defender to the outside. He got dragged down there.
He got to the 49. He was 9 yards short.
I believe that was Dominic Dunn who was able to drag Cole down. Still, I like the aggressiveness, and we finished the first quarter of play.
One in the books here at Mustang tonight. The Rams leading at 21-0 over the Broncos. We'll take a one-minute timeout at Owosso Coffee Company timeout and be back right after this as you've got Ram football on 100.1 KYFM.
Duralast Roofing is Owosso's roofing company. Here's satisfied customer Eric Poplin to tell you why.
I've been in Owosso my whole life. It means a lot to me when I get to deal with other longtime Owosso residents. Zach's worked on 3 different houses for me. Each project that he's done for me, whether it's large or small, he always delivers the same level of service, whether it's cleaning gutters or a complete re-roof. He always makes me feel like I'm his number one customer.
That's Duralast Roofing. Visit them online at DuralastRoofing.com.
Owosso Coffee Company is your local stop for great coffee with nice people at Owosso. Owosso Coffee Company is a great place for that quick time out or even those longer conversations over a cup of coffee. Our drive-thru is open too. Owosso Coffee Company offering discounts on drinks both hot and cold to all area teachers, police, and Owosso City employees. Owosso Coffee Company, locally owned, and we love our community and our local schools. Stop in for coffee or one of the many other drinks and foods we serve daily at Owosso Coffee Company.
For the break, Tristan Russell on the keeper will roll forward and get down to the 41-yard line of the Owosso Rams. That'll be good enough for a Mustang Bronco first down. 8 seconds into the second quarter. Grant Merrill, Steve Mowry along with you tonight. Here on 100.1 KYFM, Kelly Ward roaming the sidelines and Rob Williams crunching the numbers. Back to throw is Russell. He'll connect with Jacoby Johnson at the 40-yard line. Johnson down to the 39 on a 2-yard gain, and that'll bring up second down and about 8, Steve.
Looking at the numbers through the first quarter, well, they're going to go hurry up offense here for Mustang.
All right, here we go. Russell back to throw, but number four, a flag flies.
Procedure penalty against Mustang. That'll back them up 5 yards. Looking at the first quarter numbers, though, Owosso 8 rushes for 5 yards. Mustang 10 carries for negative 20 yards. Owosso 4 of 7 in the passing game for 122 yards. Mustang only 2 of 4 for 8 yards. Negative 12 yards total yardage for the Mustang Broncos. And then 127 for the Owosso Rams. Owosso with good starting field position. Mustang, Owosso's average starting field position at the Mustang 37-yard line.
Russell out to the right, rolls to the 40-yard line, gets down almost to the 39, and that'll bring up third down. Text coming into the broadcast booth from former Stillwater standout Brian Montanati, also rumored to be coach of the Owosso basketball team. He is now on strike and no longer listening to the Rams radio broadcast. So,
well, he would like to know. We do have cowbell going here tonight.
Back to throw, an incomplete pass. Enjoy that $11 pay-per-view, Brian.
Wow.
That one falls incomplete, and that'll bring up fourth down and 9. So we'll see what Mustang.
I'm obviously sure he'll be at the cornhole tournament tomorrow, though. I mean,
I would hope so.
He's got to be the one taking checks, right?
Right, and okay. You've got a big one to write, correct?
For somebody.
I think I saw you making that up to Toby Nightingale earlier. Was that what happened?
Yeah.
All right, we've got a timeout on the field. 10:46 left to go in the first half. 21-0 our score. We'll take a one-minute break and be back after this. You've got Ram football on 100.1 KYFM.
Have you been a victim of fraud? Did you or your bank catch it in time? Here's a story from an RCB Bank customer who experienced fraud firsthand.
I was out of town when I noticed 2 purchase text alerts. My wife had recently been to a craft fair. I assumed they were hers. Big mistake. RCB Bank called 2 hours later to inform us of fraudulent charges. Luckily, they caught it quickly before other fraud occurred.
Text banking allows you to monitor activity quickly and easily throughout the day. Detecting fraud early can help minimize loss. RCB Bank, that's my bank. Message, data rates, and fees may apply. Member FDIC.
St. Francis Health System has more than 100 locations across eastern Oklahoma, all united by one mission, to extend the presence and healing ministry of Christ in all we do. We are Oklahoma's largest and only locally owned and operated health system, dedicated to providing the most advanced, comprehensive health care and making a positive impact in the communities we serve. St. Francis Health System, healthcare for life. Learn more at stfrancis.com.
.10:46 left to go in this first half, 21-0 our score. Grant Merrill, Steve Mowry along with you tonight here on 100.1 KYFM as on 4th and 9. See what the Mustang Broncos will do right here. They'll kick it straight up the middle of the field, and it will roll back to the 10-yard line. Almost a wobbly line drive punt there for the Broncos. And Owosso will have it 1st and 10 at their own 9, Steve.
Want to remind people tomorrow night, Oktoberfest.
Yes.
Downtown Owosso, Donnie Eldridge and Emerson Nice putting on I think it's from like 2 to midnight. So
yeah,
shutting down some streets and everybody come down and have a good time and enjoy the evening.
Hang out at the Mallory Building.
Well, it's been known to have fun for people.
And so. They got your statue finished outside
yet? I don't
think
so. Nope, still working on that.
They should really build one of Renee, actually. Handoff, first man through, gets up to the 11-yard line, not much further. And, well, maybe the 13. That'll bring up second down.
Ram offensive line starting to put some Mustang Broncos on their backs here as we approach the 10-minute mark of the second quarter. So I really like the physicality that the Owosso line is showing up front. The big hogs moving some people out of the way.
Second down and 6. Twins to the left. Austin Havens taking the snap. Handing off. First man through to the 17-yard line. Keeps on going. Derek Overstreet getting down to the 21-yard line. And he pushes forward just enough for another Duralast Roofing Specialist first down. First and 10.
Now Emery Neely will check in and give Overstreet a breather.
Well, if that's a breather for Overstreet, it's well deserved. He has been all over the place tonight. Neely will line up behind Austin Havens, the quarterback, who's taking the snap here. Handoff. Neely up the middle, gets down to the 27-yard line. Gain of about 5 on the play at least, and that'll bring up 2nd and 5 now for the Rams. 9:20 left to play here.
Rams just keeping things on the ground right now, and usually what that does is draw the defense up to stop the run game and opens up the passing game.
And now Trey Goins in at quarterback, man in motion to the right. Goins with the direct snap goes left. He will move up to the 29-yard line.
Yeah, that was
just shy.
That was a slow developing play that time, slow to fake the handoff and not much room on that left side. So the Rams now with about a 3rd and 3 as Trey Goins. Let's see if Coach Blankenship, he's going to send Austin Havens back in at quarterback. Wasn't sure if we were going to go from the wild Ram again or if we were going to go with our standard offense.
Austin Havens lining up, 8:26 left to play, first half action.
Well, Havens is going to go out as a receiver. Goins a quarterback.
Goins with an empty backfield. He'll take the snap here, rolling right this time. Gets out to the 30, out to the 35-yard line. Another Duralast Roofing Specialist. First down, all they needed was 3 yards to go. They got 7, and they'll move up those chains here in Mustang tonight.
Rams just going to the ground and pound and just 4, 5, 6 yards on each carry. Keeps the clock running. Keeps the ball moving down the field.
1st and 10 Rams from the 36. Bill Blankenship giving Austin Havens the instructions himself. He's got, I believe that's Deshaun Kennard in next to him. Can't tell if that's a 28 or a 26. It is a 26. Kennard takes the handoff, busts up the middle, gets another first down of his own. Brought to you by Duralast Roofing Specialists. He'll get down to the 48-yard line, just 2 yards shy of midfield, and that is where Owosso will have it 1st and 10. Actually, they gave him the 49. 7:37 left to play here. Trips out to the right, empty field to the left. And now back to pass is Havens. He'll connect with Cole Adams. Adams down to the 45, tackled at the 43, and that'll be about a 7-yard gain there for the Owosso Rams. 2nd down and 3. Clock rolling, 7:13 left to play, 21-0 our score, Steve.
It's just exciting every time Cole Adams touches the football because he can break away at any moment, and he fights for every extra yard that he can garner.
Trips to the left, Goins and Cole Adams along with Keelan Carney. Adams in motion to the right. Handoff goes to Kennard instead. They almost run that same play, but didn't work out as well for him. He got up to the 42 for a gain of a yard, and that'll bring up 3rd down and 2.
Still just pounding the ground up front. One pass play on this drive. Everything else has been on the ground. And now a 3rd and 2 for this Ram offense.
6:27 left to go in the first half. Clock rolling with 21-0 our score. Rams have been on top since the word go tonight. Empty field behind Trey Goins lining up in the Wild Ram here. Trips out to the left, one man split to the right. On the keeper, Goins up the middle, gets his first down, gets down to the 32-yard line. Gain of 10 on the play, and another Duralast Roofing Specialist first down, brought to you by Zach Harbaugh and Duralast Roofing Specialists. When you're wanting to move forward with a new roof, they're the ones to call.
Mustang defensive line, hands on hips right now because they are getting bullied up front. And as a head coach and an offensive line, you got to be enjoying this because you're just imposing your will on this Mustang defense.
First and 10 Rams at the Bronco 32-yard line. Emory Neely in at running back as Austin Havens takes the snap, hands off Neely, pounding his way up the middle. And he'll get down to about the 29. 5:29 left to go in the first half. Second down and 7 now for these Owosso Rams. Glad you're with us tonight here on 100.1 KYFM. As coming up at halftime, we'll talk to Zach Duffield. We'll catch you up on scores from across the area. We'll have a complete stats update. Back to throw Havens. He'll sling it left side this time. Can he connect? No. I think that pass fell incomplete.
I think they may give him the catch.
They gave him the catch. Yeah, that was Ronnie Thomas out there.
He was able to go down. The defender looked like he may have just tried to dive in front of Thomas. It was a down and out. Havens very patient with great protection in the pocket. And they're going to mark it down at the Bronco 8-yard line, first and goal.
I'll admit when I was wrong, and I'm glad I was. First and goal from the 9-yard line here. As now, Goins in at quarterback again, running to the left this time to the 10, down to the 5-yard line. He's ran out of bounds there. That'll bring up second and goal from the 5. 4:32 left to go in the first half. Tulsa Bone and Joint halftime show coming up here momentarily.
Going to have Rob look up. I think this is similar to the drive we had at Southmore with one pass play. And I think we've had two pass plays. You're right, that one to Ronnie Thomas. But the Rams have really just ground the ball down the field.
Stacked receivers to the right. Austin Havens ready to take the snap. Does so. He rolls right this time. Looking on the keeper. He gets down to the 5. Into the end zone. Touchdown Owosso. Austin Havens taking it into the promised land. But do we have a flag?
Flag on the play.
Okay. Well, I may have gotten excited for nothing.
It's down here on the near side. And that may go against Owosso. I don't know if we had too many people in motion. It's going to be a procedure call against the Rams.
All right, well, rewind and act like I didn't just yell at you, and we'll try to do this play over again on a second down here. 4:23 left to play as they'll scoop it back to about the 10-yard line. And I just give them more room to work with.
That's what I always say.
I was just going to steal the line from you before you uttered it. Second down and 10. 21-0 our score. Owosso knocking on the door to try to take a 27-point lead, but not before a timeout's taken by the Mustang Broncos. Lee Blankenship wanting to talk things over with his crew. We'll take a 30-second break, and when we come back, we'll see what the Rams can do right here. This is Owosso Ram Football presented by InsideOwosso.com on 100.1 KYFM.
Seems like every game and app and service wants to charge you a fee. Monthly fee, usage fee, delivery fee. So how about a checking account that pays you, huh? Then remember this. You get paid on every Visa debit transaction with Pay Me Checking from Communication Federal Credit Union. Online, in apps, or in stores. Last year, our members earned over $240,000 in paybacks with Pay Me Checking. Get paid instead of paying. Communication Federal Credit Union. Some restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
.1 KYFM and Owosso Ram football with 4:23 left to go in the first half. The Owosso Rams leading at 21-0. They're 10 yards shy of the end zone to try to put another touchdown on the board here in Canadian County tonight. Grant Merrill, Steve Mowry along with you this evening. Rob Williams, cooking up some interesting stats over here, Steve.
12 plays. So 12 plays so far on this drive and only two passes.
All right.
And
so
hopefully the Rams can finish this off with a touchdown before halftime.
Rams on second down at the 10. And now here we go. Austin Havens with a quick toss into the hands of Brendan Dye.
And he fumbled the football. Oh. And Mustang recovered.
No.
It was a pitch to Brendan Dye, and he never really got the handle. I don't know that you want to do that with him as much as stick it in his gut.
Well, we're up 21 to nothing, and we're down at the goal line. So, you know, we would have loved to have had that 6 points, but it could be a lot worse. So, got a feel for Brendan Dye.
Yeah.
I know he feels bad about that.
He'll make up for it.
Yeah. Well, that isn't his normal spot either, so.
Now, I just pity the guys that get in front of him. I mean, it's just fun to watch. Whether he scores or not, it's just fun to watch him distribute the punishment from the offensive side as well as he does the defensive side.
He looks like one of those cartoon characters just throwing people left and right as he moves down the football field. Well, the Owosso Rams will defend as Mustang has it first and 10 at their own 4-yard line. And we've got 4:15 left to go in this half. Gage Laney has already had an interception tonight, the ball hawk.
This is potential safety position for the Rams.
It is. Quarterback is rolling out to the right. That's Tristan.
And he's down. Brendan
Dye. Down. Brendan Dye redeems himself and drags him down for a safety. That is the second one in 2 weeks, Steve.
Oh, my goodness. Oh. He fumbles the football, comes back and scores from the defensive side with a safety, and he's going nuts on this Rams sideline.
And you want to know what's funny? Last week when we had the safety, we were up 21-7 and made it a 23-7 ball game. That safety makes it a 23-0 ball game this week here in Mustang. So just like that, another safety. We will throw that in as an Owosso First Assembly of God scoreboard update. And we will remind you that Pastor Bruce McCarty and his congregation invite you to attend their church service either in person or online this Sunday at 10:30. And, of course, you can watch online at owassofirst.com. How about that for a turn of an event, Steve Mowry?
A lot of fun to watch these guys get turned right around after a turnover and score.
Well,
not the way that Coach Blankenship wanted to draw it up, but anyway, coming out on the positive side. And I'll tell you what's really enjoyable is watching these kids have fun. Is even when you put in a play like that for Brendan Dye to run the football, that just juices up everybody else on the offensive side. And then the quarterback gets the snap in the end zone. I'm a little surprised Mustang tried to throw out of the end zone, as inept as their offense has been here in the first half. And Dye just came off the edge, beat the block, and hit the quarterback in the back. Fortunate that the quarterback hung on to the football because he could have fumbled and it been recovered for a touchdown. The rest of the good news is, Grant, we've got 4 minutes to go here in the second quarter, and off that safety, Mustang will be kicking off from their own 20-yard line, so the Rams with another good opportunity to get good starting field position and another scoring opportunity.
4:05 left to go in the first half, 23-0. Our score here in Mustang, if you are just joining us, and the kickoff coming from the Broncos as they'll boot it away from right to left. Here's the kick. End over end, it is going to be fielded by Cole Adams at the 25. He'll get up to the 30, 35, 40, up to the 45, up to midfield, down to the 40, and he'll be brought down near the 35, still on his feet and right out of bounds at that 30-yard line as he high-stepped past everybody in his way. Holy smokes!
What a great run back by Cole Adams. Just saw a little bit of a seam, got here to the near side. I think the Rams may have just gotten by with a block in the back here on their sideline, and that sprung Cole Adams for another gain of 20 yards plus. Owosso with great starting field position at the Mustang 36-yard line. Plenty of time to get another score.
Let's just chalk that up as a Duralast Roofing Specialist first down, as it's first and 10. Not an official first down, but Zach will be happy to know that we attached him to such a fine play. Twins out to the left, trips out to the right. Empty backfield behind the quarterback, Austin Havens. He'll get down to the 30 on the keeper, diving forward. He'll come down at the 28-yard line, and that will bring up second down and about four. Second down and about three here as he moves forward. This game's going by pretty quickly. We may end up getting to Beverly's Pancake House a little earlier than planned tonight.
Who?
Beverly's Pancake.
I don't know her.
Oh, man, you need to. Northwest Expressway in OKC.
I'm going to go to Renee's Pancake House tonight and just dine there.
That'll be fine.
Look out.
Here's a handoff. Deshaun Kennard will get down to the 25. That is indeed a Duralast Roofing Specialist first down. We'll move up those chains. And White has the tackle for Mustang as they'll have it at the 25-yard line. And yet again, Owosso knocking on the door with 3 minutes left to go in this first half.
Clock continues to roll under 3 minutes.
Twins to the left, one man to the right. Faking the handoff is Austin Havens. Now he'll pump fake and run forward, getting down to about the 23.
Grant, that's what I call a management play. It was a rollout to the right. Two receivers were downfield, but they were well covered. And instead of the sophomore quarterback trying to force in a throw, he just pulls it down, runs forward, gets what he can get, and lives to play another day. So not a big gain on the play, but not a big mistake either trying to force some type of play.
Second down and seven to go here. Twins to the left, one man to the right. They almost drew Mustang off sides there, but
able to get back, and they'll Rams look over to the sideline to get the play.
Havens ready to take the snap here. Dropping back, now he'll hand off. He'll hand it off to Deshaun Kennard. Kennard will bring it down to about the 18-yard line. Gain of three on the play.
Just a simple handoff run to the right, and he's able to break the edge. Tried to hurdle a couple of defenders and got a couple of extra yards on the play.
Third down and two from the 17-yard line of the Broncos. Rams 17 yards shy of the promised land here, and we'll see what they can do. Trips to the left. That's going to be Goins, Cole Adams, and Ronnie Thomas. Empty field to the right. Deshaun Kennard in at running back. He'll throw left to Thomas. Ronnie Thomas down to the 15, 10, 5, still on his feet. Touchdown to Owosso. He scampers into the end zone, gets six more points. And, oh, man.
Cole Adams on the reception that time, able to get into the end zone. And, again, he gets the ball on the outside and just jukes that outside receiver or the outside defender. Gives him that shoulder fake to the outside and scoots back in, throwing his name in the hat for player of the game here in the first half.
Extra point attempt coming. We'll see what he can do here. 29-0. He'll try to make it a 30-0 ball game. And they tried to fake it. Gage Laney pounces on it. He tried to get up and run with it and couldn't go anywhere. He lost his footing there. We'll have a 29-0 ball game. This touchdown brought to you by Owosso First Assembly of God. Bruce McCarty and his congregation not only getting their money's worth tonight with their sponsorship, but they also invite you to be a part of their congregation either in person or online this Sunday morning at 10:30. You can watch online at owassofirst.com. With a Jay and Company by the number stats update, here's Steve.
Well, it was five plays, covered 36 yards in 2 minutes and 32 seconds, and it was a Cole Adams touchdown reception from Austin Havens, and the Rams now lead 29-0 here before halftime.
Take a quick 30-second break and be back right after this on KYFM.
Hey, Owosso, Coach Blankenship here. You know these guys are big Ram fans. Before you take another Ram road trip, make sure your car is ready to go with a visit to Robertson Tire. From new tires to oil changes and so much more, Robertson boys have you covered. Visit them at 8431 Owosso Expressway or find one of their 14 locations all across the Tulsa Metro.
Robertson Tire, keep rolling with Robertson.
121 left to go in this first half, 29-0 after a Cole Adams touchdown for the Owosso Rams. And with a minute and 21 seconds left to go, we've got the Tulsa Bone and Joint Halftime Show coming up. We'll talk to Zach Duffield and check out what's happening around the Owosso Public Schools, Steve. What a game so far.
Yeah, this is the kind of what we expected to see the Rams do really throughout the season. But you certainly want to do it at this time of the season, not early on. You know, I was concerned of the fact of whether or not we were really improving from week to week, because a couple of teams out there looming. We've talked about, you know, Jinx and Broken Arrow, but Coach Fred's got the Union Redskins playing really well too. But, man, I still say the only team that can beat the Owosso Rams are the Owosso Rams.
Kick is out of bounds, flag flying there. Yeah, I would say Union is the best one-win team in the state for sure. I mean, they're playing so much better than their record.
Well, they made that move of Grayson Tempest to quarterback, and they moved Rovon Banks, who isn't a natural quarterback, but he's very dangerous at running back and at receiver. And Coach Fred's made some adjustments. Keith Riggs, the former Owosso Ram and head coach of the Jinx Trojans, got Jinx playing some good football as well.
Twins to each side of the line here, out of the gun. Tristan Russell, he'll connect with an open receiver at the 33-yard line.
Grant, there's a great example. Our listeners can't see it here tonight. But Mustang tries to throw that pass out to the left side with two blockers in front and the receiver behind. And instantly there are five Owosso Ram helmets around the football.
Keegan Bass was the ball carrier for Mustang. Out of the shotgun, Russell handing off. First man through, gets to the 33,
still
up to
going.
The 37, up to the 40, now to the 42, and that's where he's brought down just shy of a Mustang Bronco first down. 41 seconds left to play in this half. Third down, two to go. See what they can do in the next 30 seconds here. Twins out to the left, empty field to the right. A man on each side of Tristan Russell. Russell faking a pass. He hands off instead. First man through. Gets his first down. He'll get up to the 49-yard line. And ball carrier there is Devin Martin for the Mustang Broncos. They'll move up the chains.
So, Ahmad Triplett in on the tackle and gets up a little bit gimpy, but he's able to get back in the line.
Time for one more play here. 7 seconds. Dropping back to throw. Russell in trouble, scrambling to the right. He'll gun it up the field. It's dropped, and that's how the half is going to end. What an explosive two quarters of football for the Owosso Rams as we head into the Tulsa Bone and Joint Halftime Show here on KYFM Bartlesville, KYFM HD1 Bartlesville. It's Owosso 29 and the Mustang Broncos 0. We'll be back in 3 minutes as Will Sterrett will take us up to our interview with Zach Duffield, and the athletic director will check scores from across the state and stats from this ball game coming up as well. You're listening to Ram Football on 100.1 KYFM.
Tulsa Bone and Joint is proud to support the Owosso Rams. With Dr. Caleb Nunley and Dr. Jason Griffin serving as team physicians and Destry Millsap and Zach McGinty serving as athletic trainers for the team, the Rams are in good hands with Tulsa Bone and Joint. Our office, conveniently located inside the St. John Owosso Physician Building, is ready to care for you and your family. Tulsa Bone and Joint Owosso, moving life forward.
Randy here with your local Wholesale Computer Supply. If your kids are virtual learning this year and you need affordable laptops and computers, we can help. And we have the easiest financing. Working from home and need a powerful computer? Wholesale Computer has that too. We also service and repair practically any brand and have Oklahoma's largest inventory of gaming computers, parts, and accessories. Support your community. Buy local. Come see us, 96th Street North in Garnett by CC's Pizza. Wholesale Computer Supply. We'll do all we can.
Taco Owosso, your choice for authentic Mexican food in Owosso. Taco Owosso is a proud supporter of Owosso Ram Athletics. Taco Owosso is home to the Taco Tray Party Tray. You've just got to try it. Check out the specials at tacoowosso.com. Taco Owosso, the big red food truck on 96th Street, just down from Lowe's at 96th and Garnett. Taco Owosso, where every day is Taco Tuesday. Great food daily at Taco Owosso.
Hi, I'm Robert Long with State Farm Insurance. We are about to celebrate our